Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a beautiful day. And if you live in the Northeast, it's going to be a warm day. Tomorrow, even warmer. And for those of you planning on running the Boston Marathon, looking to be around 90 in the city. So it's going to be a hot day for running and for gardening. Thought we should spend a few minutes today talking about the lawn. So I called my good buddy, Ashton Ritchie from Scott's Company, and we're going to try and give you some ideas of what you should be doing at this time of the year if you're going to be seeding your lawn to help thicken it or even starting from scratch. Ashton, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. How about you, Ashton?
Oh, it's great. Great, beautiful Sunday morning.
It
so
is.
The taxes really are done and they're in the mail.
Well,
I didn't feel too good writing the check, but at least it's behind me.
In New England, we have two more days because Monday is Patriots Day.
Yes.
So we're not due until Tuesday.
So the lawn is out there beckoning.
Yep.
It needs a little help.
Tell us what the first step should be.
Well, the question I've been getting over and over again, since so many people had warmer than normal March and the early part of the spring, they wanted to know, am I too late to prevent my crabgrass? Have you been hearing that question a lot?
Oh, yes. Yes.
And what I always tell them is that usually you're looking for a couple of rules of thumb, such as the forsythia bush with the yellow blossoms. Once those blossoms have completely fallen off of the forsythia, then that's usually a sign that the soil is warming up enough for crabgrass germination. Another sign is lilacs blooming, or if you start to see a lot of dandelion puffballs starting to show up. But then another little thing that a lot of people don't realize is if you have a killing frost, it kind of like after you have had a little crabgrass germination, it knocks it. And so it's almost like you get to reset the clock again. So based on all that, I think most folks up in New England have plenty of time. It's time now. If they hurry before the weather really starts to warm up, like you're talking about for tomorrow. But if this weekend, it would be a great time to still put down your step one or your turf filter with Halt's crabgrass preventer.
Wonderful. Now, how about planting seed? Can they start to plant grass seed in their lawns or even start a new lawn now, Ashton?
The quicker you get started with that, the better, because you've got a better chance of getting the grass up and going before we start to get to the hot weather. So, the answer is yes, you can still do that. It's a good time to do that. But we just talked about crabgrass prevention. I just wanted one word of caution, and that is that if you are going to prevent crabgrass and plant grass seed this spring, then you need to use a special crabgrass preventer, such as step one for new seedings, which will prevent crabgrass but also allow the good grass seed that you're trying to germinate will allow that to grow.
Now, one question that I get all the time is you walk in the garden center, you go to the grass seed rack, and there's like 25 different choices of grass seed.
How do you figure it out, right?
Yeah, and which one do you take for your yard? Can you give us a layman's answer on what people should look for on the package as far as the types of seed for their particular yard?
Okay. Well, what I always tell folks is that you need to trust the folks that know what they're doing as far as putting together seed blends. And Scotts, we've been selling grass seed since, for about 100 years, a little over 100 years, and we kind of know what we're doing. So you can trust Scotts grass seed. It's going to be good. And the best blends we have come in our Scotts Turf Builder grass seed line that have the white bag and have names such as Sun and Shade Mix or Heat Tolerant Blue Mix or a Dense Shade or High Traffic. There's even a New England blend mix within there. These are blends that our agronomists have figured out would do best for your yard. So they are blends of grasses that are designed for dense shade or are designed for full sun. And what's important is that we come up with a technique where we've coated each one of these seeds with a super absorbent material that actually holds moisture next to the seed. And mm-hmm. as a result, part of what you're getting in that bag is this coating that actually improves your germination. So you're getting the best seed and you're getting the best chance of survival when you're buying the Turf Builder grass seed with the WaterSmart technology.
Now, if a seed blend says sunshade, how much sun, how much shade?
Oh, that's a great question. If you've got, that one or two trees out there or part of the house shades, part of the lawn, just say part of the day, then the sunshade mix would be a good blend for you because you've got parts of your yard to get mostly full sun and you've got parts of your yard to get partly shady. However, if you've got quite a few trees and you're starting to really go towards more of the shade side, then the dense shade blend would be better for you. But understand that no grass is going to grow in 100% shade. So if you're getting like about 3 hours of filtered sunlight at least as at a minimum, in that shaded area, then the dense shade blend will do well for you. If you got hardly any sun there, then you're probably going to need to go with one of the ground covers that can tolerate the lowest light situations, like Vinca or Periwinkle, or also Pachysandra.
Yeah. Now, is it safe to say that a sunny grass seed is for the sun? A shade is for the shade, but the shady type grasses will also grow in the sun.
Yeah, they will tolerate sun, that's for sure. And so if rather than going with two seed blends throughout your, because you've got a variety of conditions, that's one of the reasons why the sunshade blend is there, so that you can just go one seed blend across your whole lawn. But if you had some shade, the shade blend will grow as it gets more sunlight. Now, the other seeding situation is if you're patching a bare spot, then the people that have used the Scotts Easy Seed, that's the letter E, the letter Z, that seed has just worked fabulous for them. It's the grass seed and the starter fertilizer and the very absorbent coconut husk mulch that we developed that really absorbs moisture and it expands and hugs the grass seed, holding moisture next to the grass seed so that it germinates better. And this is an advancement because in the old days, like 20 years ago, when we came up with a newspaper mulch for a product called Patchmaster, that was the old technology. The new technology is so much better with the Easy Seed than just using the newspaper mulch that we developed 20 years ago.
Because it does retain so much moisture around the seed.
Absolutely, and as you wet it, it turns from light brown to dark brown, and actually expands. You can see the mulch actually absorbing the water as it starts to get larger. And when it does that, it hugs the grass seed, holding the moisture next to the grass seed. So even if you were to skip a day without watering, you are pretty self assured that you are going to get grass seed growing in that bare spot after you've used Easy Seed.
Now, talking about water. You're either patching or you're planting a whole new lawn. How much and how often do you water?
Well, you don't have to water real deep if it's a brand new lawn and you're just trying to get your grass seed up. So you keep the surface moist with say three times a day, if you can, but since you are using the Turf Builder seed with the coated seed, then you get a chance of getting better germination because it holds moisture next to the seed. Or if you're using the easy seed with the mulch, you got a better chance of having it hold moisture next to the seed. So, keep it moist, and then as you're getting to the time where it's starting to be time to mow it, then you can start to back down and water, every couple of days.
Okay. But, like, most of us are not going to be able to water that grass seed three times a day. So if we watered once in the morning, once at the end of the day, which I know is not good for a lot of things, but for the grass it is, how deep should the water penetrate in the early stages? So if you put your lawn sprinkler on and you want to test it and you dig in the ground a little bit, how deep should the moisture go to ensure good germination?
I hear the music starting, but I've put about a quarter of an inch of water down that first time.
A quarter of an inch. Okay.
Yeah.
You hold on a second now, so we have a couple more questions for you.
Okay.
Can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Lorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Lorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Lorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees, we don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Bugs and weeds get you down this year? How would you like to save on the products that do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Killzall to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big savings. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com. That's FERTILOME.com for a dealer near you.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat, The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We're talking with Ashton Ritchie about the lawn. And that's very, very important right now. We stress the point that you've got to kill the crabgrass now. And because the ground is warmer than normal, and who knows what's going to happen during the heat of summer. It could be hot, could be dry. You've got to plant the grass seed as soon as possible. Today would be a great day to get out there, and Ashton has tried to give you some ideas of how to select the right seed for your particular growing condition. Now, how about fertilizer, Ashton? What should people use for a fertilizer when they're putting in a new lawn?
When you're planting your grass seed, if you put down just the bare patches, if with easy seed, it's got the starter fertilizer all mixed in, so it's actually with the seed, so you don't have to put any extra fertilizer down. If you're seeding your entire lawn, then as I said, if you had crabgrass, then you want to put down a special crabgrass preventer that will be compatible with the seed, and it has a starter fertilizer with it that's compatible with the grass seed. And so you can buy that at your local Scotts Lawn Pro retailer. It's called Step 1 for new seedings. So if you were getting the Scotts 4-Step program, that would substitute for the regular Step 1 if you needed to do some seeding this spring.
Terrific. Now, Scotts has developed a brand-new spreader. Can you tell us about it?
Well, the Snap Lawn Care System, it features a Snap spreader, which doesn't look like a typical spreader. What's unique about it is you buy your fertilizer, your lawn food, as special snap packs, and we sell our products in these snap packs, which you never have to open up. You just insert them onto the spreader, lock them in place, and the spreader throws about a 4 to 6 foot wide swath of lawn food right there on your lawn. The first thing you do, though, is you engage the edge guard feature, which shields on the right-hand side of the spreader so that it puts down a straight line right next to your sidewalk, next to your neighbor's yard, next to your driveway, and you do the outer perimeter of your yard, and then you disengage that edge guard, and now you're ready to go back and forth to feed your lawn really fast. When you're finished, if you have some food left in the snap pack, you just unlock it and you store it. You never have to pour it back into the bag. You never have to set a spreader setting. You never have to open a bag. It's all guest-proof so that you can get a great-looking lawn, and it's a lot faster. I know that when you were at the Scotts Research Facility, you got a chance to use one of these and see one of these, and it's and I know you agree, it's a whole lot faster, a whole lot smoother, easier to get a great looking lawn.
Yeah, and the thing that's nice is you can buy step one, step two, step three, step four with the snap, and that spreader, when you insert that snap packaging, will automatically adjust the opening to put down the product at the exact recommended rate. And there's no more worrying about, oh, I bought an old spreader 10 years ago, it's rusted, the holes are now twice the size, so when I put down the food, it goes on double the strength, I don't have enough to do the whole lawn, and I end up with stripes and dead grass. So this is a great innovation by Scotts.
It really is. And right now, when you go to the store, there's all kinds of special offers. You know, in some cases, you can get a $40 rebate buying the snap spreader if you buy two snap packs to go along with it. And there's other promotions other retailers have got going on to get you to want to try this new product. You can see all about it on Scotts.com. There's all kinds of information. There's videos on that and all aspects of lawn care. Plus, I do a blog on Scotts.com where people can ask me questions, or you can read about some of the recent blogs I've done is on how to kill nut grass or nut sedge, and all about crabgrass prevention and maybe some of the other kinds of weeds in your yard.
And you can also buy grass seed that will go into the snap spreader too, right?
Absolutely. So you're it's pretty cool. So when you get a chance to go to the garden center and talk to your lawn pro retailer about it today, ask them to show you the snap lawn care system.
And give us the website again, Ashton, where people can get information.
It's Scotts.com, Scotts.com, and there's, as I said, all kinds of information there. I do a blog where you can actually ask me questions, and I'll answer them right there on the website.
What more can you ask for? Ashton, you have a wonderful day. Enjoy the weather, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to talk with you.
My pleasure, Ashton. Bye-bye. Outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
When killing weeds, people experience an inner conflict.
Organics are better for the environment.
What? Those don't work.
But thanks to Clear Choice, you can have a weed-free lawn and a clear conscience. Compared to traditional herbicides, it's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients.
Let's kill some weeds.
But don't harm the poor grass.
It won't. It's selective, so it only kills weeds. Weeds. Clear Choice. Feel good about killing weeds. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Has your garden soil had a checkup lately? Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your garden this year, maximize your soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. For maximum yields, start with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
See, Mike started a brush.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Guide Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Roger from Mass with a question about grafting fruit trees.
Roger, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to graft some apple and plum trees. And the apple trees already have leaf buds, and the plum trees have a few blossoms. I'm wondering if I missed my window of opportunity. And I got another question on blueberries. The aluminum sulfate that you put to acidify the soil, is the residual aluminum eventually harmful to the soil?
No. The aluminum sulfate is strictly a soil acidifier, and it makes the soil so that your blue hydrangeas will be bluer. It will help your blueberries to become more productive. But as far as residue, it's not that type of a product. It's basically designed to take care of the acidity level in your garden, in your plantings. So don't worry about metals in it with the aluminum sulfate. Very, very safe. Now, as far as grafting, If you can find branches that don't have any foliage, you're okay. If it's just a blossom, there's no problem. But once the foliage begins to develop, then it really is too late to do any grafting, because the plant should be dormant. And this year, with this crazy up and down weather, it has created a problem. And the season being ahead of schedule, and you're not being able to do what you should normally be able to do. So as long as there's no foliage, no problem. If there's a blossom, cut the blossom off and do all of your grafting, and you should be okay. The weather still isn't stable. I mean, I live in Maine, and this past week we had three mornings with temperatures in the mid-20s. If you live on Cape Cod, you're probably further ahead. But look at your plant. If there's no foliage, go to town, but get it done as soon as you can. Good question, and very, very timely. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sue from Mass with a question about hydrangeas.
Sue, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
We purchased, or got as a gift, a hydrangea, a blue hydrangea, last Sunday for Easter. And it doesn't have a name on it, so I was trying to figure out if those hydrangeas are ones that we are able to transplant into our yard.
Okay. Where do you live, Sue?
Chelmsford, Mass.
Okay. 9 out of 10 times, any of the hydrangea that you buy in full bloom for Easter to Mother's Day are a florist-grade hydrangea. And if you live on Cape Cod, you probably would have a great plant. Because you live in a colder climate, and the plant will survive the winter if you plant it in your garden. But what happens is the flower buds develop on the growth made the previous year. So the new growth on your hydrangea right now will make flower buds for next year. Because it is not a winter hardy, the new growth that's made will die back. So you'll end up with great foliage, but no flowers. So this is what I want you to do. Enjoy that hydrangea in your home as long as possible. When the flowers go by, I want you to take it out of the pot that it's in currently, repot it in a container twice the size, because hydrangea drink a ton of water. So the bigger the pot, the better. Put it outside on your deck, porch, patio. Remove the faded flowers. The plant will get bigger. It'll have gorgeous foliage all summer long. In September, October, the frost will knock off all the foliage. The plant will go dormant. And what you're going to do is take that hydrangea, put it in your basement or in your garage where it's really sheltered, and you're going to leave it there all winter. In March, bring it in your home. Put it near a sunny window. give it a good drink of water with a liquid food like Miracle-Gro or Blooming and Rooting fertilizer. The plant will wake up, and because it was protected during the winter from the cold, the wind, the snow, it will rebloom for you, but it's not a permanent plant. If you want hydrangea for your garden, you have to buy one that's outside in the nursery. So just say to yourself, it's a gift hydrangea, it's a gift plant, but if I can put it in my crawl space for the winter where it's cold, in my basement, as far away from the furnace on the floor as possible, or in a garage where it really doesn't get really cold and protected, then it will rebloom for you. But it's a florist grade for the holiday, and this far north is not going to be winter hardy. If you lived in Washington, D.C. south on Cape Cod, no problem. But not in Chelmsford. Thank you, and a very, very good question. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Polly from Mass with a question about lilacs.
Lilacs, wow, it's that time of the year. Good morning. How can we help you with the lilacs?
It's Pauline.
Yes, you know, good morning.
I have lilacs, and they're very, very old, but we've not ever fertilized them, so... is that a good thing to fertilize them, like at this time of the year or not?
How much sun are they getting?
Oh, they're in full sun.
Okay. Are they blooming?
You know what? I didn't notice yesterday when I was up there. They could be.
Yeah. No, but I mean, last year, did they have a lot of blooms on them?
Oh, yes. They always bloom.
They always bloom. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. The one item that will help your lilacs to bloom like they never have is to make sure that your soil is never acid. So if you look around the immediate area of where your lilacs are growing, if there's moss on the ground or in the area, that's telling you that your soil is becoming acid. And eventually, the acid soil will begin to limit the amount of flower buds on your lilac. They'll get bigger, but you'll have fewer and fewer blooms on them.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you need to do is add lime. And if you can add lime every year, you'll see a big difference in the bloom of that plant. Now, if you want the plant to make some new growth for the future, then feeding it will help. And you use a product called Plant Tone. And Plant Tone is a slow-release organic for any plant that loses its foliage during the winter months. So you can use Plant Tone on forsythia, quince, Rosa Sharon, lilacs, forsythia, and this would be the time for you to do it, because feeding it now, the plant will absorb the food in the next month. When the weather gets warm, it will encourage the plant to make brand new shoots coming out of the ground to make it thicker. And those new shoots in 3 years will give you additional flowers. So feed them to make them bigger, thicker, and to encourage more flowers for the future. So you've done everything right. But if you could lime, you would see a big difference. And also, clematis.
If you have clematis growing on your property, they love lime. Blueberries hate lime. So don't put them near blueberries. But if you can put some lime or Jonathan Green, there's something called Magic Cal, or if you have a wood stove, take the wood ash from a fireplace or a wood stove, sprinkle it around your lilac, around your clematis. They will grow bigger, better, and flower a lot more. And it does make a big, big difference in the quality of your plant. Now, I know some of you are getting ready to plant. Be aware, it's April. You cannot, I don't care where you live, from New York, New Jersey, north, you cannot plant tomatoes, peppers. And I know if you go to the big box stores, the Walmart, the Home Depot, the Lowe's, they have them. If you plant them, they're going to die. It's too early. The only thing that you can plant in your vegetable garden now are your cold weather crops. Plants like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale, lettuce. You can plant onion sets. You can plant spinach, lettuce seeds. But you cannot plant tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, squash, and basil. It's too cold. It may be 80 tomorrow, but it will get colder.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Lawn Pro 4-Step Program. You know, my wise old Uncle Angus always said that without great struggle and mental anguish, there can be no great reward. Well, clearly he never knew about this 4-step program from Scotts, as in 4 simple steps to your best lawn ever. Scotts has taken all the confusion and guesswork out of lawn care. Each package is clearly marked with what to apply, when to do so, even in what order. It's a no-brainer, lads. And each step is formulated to provide your grass with the right type of food or weed control at just the right time. So your efforts are rewarded with a lawn that not only looks fantastic, but can also better defend itself from future problems. Get started with Scott's 4-step program this weekend. And remember, it's only available at your nearest independent hardware store or garden center. To learn more, go to scotts.com. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet debt when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. We are at Mahoney's Rocky Ledge in Winchester. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. And we want to let you know that today only, all of the Mahoney's throughout New England are having a great special on the Bonide four-phase lawn care system. Crabgrass preventer plus fertilizer, the weed and feed, the insect and fertilizer for the summer, and then a winterize. And unlike everybody else, today only, when you buy the four-step program, they will give you an automatic discount on the 5,000 square foot system. There's a $15 rebate on the 15,000 square foot program. There is a $35 rebate that they'll take right off at the cash register. That's today only. Tomorrow, you have to send in the coupon and you'll get your rebate in the mail. But if you get down there today, cash right in your hand. No better time for it. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we've got Joe from Rhode Island with a question about, I believe it says lawn. Once again, my bad writing.
Okay, Joe, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for your call. About 7 or 8 weeks ago, you had some company down south that specialized in garlic. Do you know the name of that company or telephone number?
They specialize in what?
Garlic.
Or in garlic.
Yeah, garlic.
I don't have it on me. I'll tell you what I'll do. Send me an email. My email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. And then when I get home from Mahoney's tonight, I'll send you an email back with the name and the phone number. I don't know if they still have some available because they sell it in the fall. And because that's when most garlic is planted. But they have like five different varieties of garlic. But again, send me an email, pparent at roadrunner, all one word, roadrunner.com. And I'll give you all of that information. Okay?
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you. We appreciate it. I have some garlic that I have not all planted. I got some of it in the fall. And tomorrow, the rest of it is going in. So I don't think you're going to be too late. It may not be as big. But if we have a nice, warm summer, and you can feed it on a regular basis, it will come in. But they have like five different kinds of garlic. And but you send me the information, and I'll get right back to you. Okay, Tom, I think we can take one more before the top of the hour.
All right, next up we've got Michelle from New Hampshire with a question about her lawn.
Hey, Michelle, how can we help you with your lawn today?
Yes. The lawn is, I've got green grass, and then I've got this, like, hay coming up out of the lawn. And we don't know what to do about it.
Okay. The hay is probably a dead grass from the winter, and it's possible that you had some annual grass that came in. And an annual grass seed will germinate, be nice and green all year, but because it's an annual, it dies back. So the best thing for you to do, take a bamboo rake, give it a real good raking, and try and pull as much of it out as possible. Sprinkle a little bit of topsoil, add some fresh grass seed that says perennial on it, and then you won't have that problem in the future. Okay? So, go to your local garden center, tell them if it's sun or shade, and they'll help you to choose the best seed for your area. But give it a good cleaning of a little bit of fresh topsoil, and you're ready to go.